After a while, Mr. Brickle rose to his feet and addressed the boys and the counselors. "I call your attention," he said, "to a new camper in our midst, Louis the Swan. He is a trumpeter swan, a rare bird. We are lucky to have him. I have employed him at the same salary I pay my junior counselors, $100 for the season. He is gentle and has a speech defect. He came here from Montana with Sam Beaver. Louis is a musician. Like most musicians, he is in need of money. He will wake you at daybreak with his trumpet. He will call you to meals. And at night, when you are dropping off to sleep, he will play taps, and that will bring the day to a close. I caution you to treat him as an equal, and to treat him with respect. He packs a terrific wallop with one of those wings. I now introduce, for your listening pleasure, Louis the Swan. Take a bow, Louis." Louis was embarrassed, but he came forward and bowed. Then he raised his trumpet to his mouth and blew a long ko. When he finished, from the opposite shore of the lake, there came the echo. The boys clapped. Louis bowed again. Sam Beaver, sitting with the others, his mouth full of marshmallows, was delighted that his plan had succeeded. At the end of the summer, Louis would have $100. A boy named Applegate Skinner stood up. "Mr. Brickle," he said, "what about me? I don't care for birds. I've never liked birds." "Okay, Applegate," said Mr. Brickle. "You don't have to like birds. If that's the way you feel about it, just go ahead not liking birds. Everyone is entitled to his likes and dislikes and to his prejudices. Come to think of it, I don't care for pistachio ice cream. I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't. Do not forget, however, that Louis is one of your counselors. Whether you like him or not, he must be treated with respect